So, welcome to the Prefocus podcast. My name is Jordan Trask, president of Prefocus Solutions here in West Phoenix. And I wanted to talk a little bit about duplication today and avoiding originality. One of my clients and I came across a brand that was literally copycatting some of their messaging and even designs. And this is something that's always really bothered me when it comes to marketing. I never really understood the purpose or point of it. But I wanted to talk a little bit about it today and what exactly duplicate content is, you know, why people are actually doing it, and then what it can actually do to the perception of your brand or company. So first things first, what does duplication look like? I think the easiest example is going to be blogging. I know a lot of agencies, I've experienced this before, really like to look at competitors, or at least their clients' competitors' blogs, and see what they're talking about, what they're writing about, what their voice looks like, and then really duplicating those efforts with different lingo or different keywords. And you know, to me, I think that's very unoriginal and inauthentic, and you know, not a very good means of a strategy. But at the same time, I understand why agencies do it, because they're trying to drive down their costs. So blogs is probably the most popular example where companies really start duplicating the same ideas and the same concepts and the same tips or advice or information for their followers, and really convoluting the market. I think the second, which I'm passionate about, is imagery. When you look at stock photos, you know, there's a number of different brands that can have the same image on their website, and most the popular industry would be probably the medical industry, and having the same doctors, same nurses, you know, on site or within social media posts or blogs. You know, that's, to me, it's really unoriginal. You're not really touching your audience in a personal way, or really being valued as different. The second, I think, easiest to bring about is quotes or motivational sayings. Whether you just change the background in something on social media or add something to your blog, or even just save it from a Google search and post it somewhere that you think might grab people's attention. Again, it's not very original, and you're really duplicating something that somebody already made. Even if you change the background or change the font, it's still the same type of presentation that somebody else used. The third, I think, is really ties into that, which is designs and memes. I think you can really see a lot of templates, website templates, or you know, little social post designs that are eerily similar, whether it's a solid background or a little bit of an outline or template that they use to make posts with, and then the same typeface that's maybe a little bit more welcoming, or it just looks really clean. It's easy to duplicate those type of things and not really have to be so original about it. You can hire somebody that's not as experienced or educated or creative, I guess, to duplicate those, which is why overseas outsourcing has become so popular in the last few years. So now that we know a little bit about, you know, kind of what duplication looks like, I wanted to take a brief second to talk about, you know, why people do it. I think the number one reason, which I touched on a little bit already, is that people are just lazy. You know, our society's turned into this race where everybody's, you know, trying to take shortcuts or finding ways they can do something in a simplified manner that they don't have to spend a lot of time on or a lot of effort on to get a message or a promotion across. And I think that's really damaging because, you know, what we're really transitioning to, which I'll touch on in a minute, is people are starting to value and understand that, you know, brands that are able to be original and come to market first with ideas or concepts or tips are really appreciated more and trusted more, even if you're duplicating you know, something that somebody already did. Yeah, it can get you some reach, it can get you some awareness or some traffic driven to a certain point, but it's not really creating that the emotional attachment or really driving that intuitive thought process of customers. So it really comes down to laziness and taking shortcuts, not really valuing the branding process. And then that really goes into, you know, a company or brand's leadership not really valuing an identity or understanding what an identity can do for them. I think they're not really taking the time to understand their audience, what their needs are, how they can position themselves differently from their competitors, and really establish themselves as a impactful or new-to-market entity. And I think we see that very often these days, where not only are we taking shortcuts and being lazy, but new business owners aren't really understanding the impact that an identity can have. And I think the last point here is a lot of people, which it all ties together, are chasing revenue. You know, we're looking to, skip over things and not really dig deep to find out what our origin or our why is, or the how, or what it is that we're doing differently. We're just chasing ways to make money faster. And I think not only does that hinder the customer experience, but it really hinders the company's ability to sustain or scale, because they're not really building a foundation on anything concrete. They're going to market based on somebody else's ideas, or following somebody else's steps, or doing a sales conversion funnel because Joe Schmo told him to. He made $1 million or has $2 million clients in the queue now because he did this process and followed these steps, and essentially, in my opinion, manipulated the market into believing he is, of a position of knowledge that nobody else has. It's really just a strategy of misleading people to click and to buy. And you're not really taking the time to develop an identity. You're taking the time to tell people what to do. And eventually people catch on to that. With that being said, it really ties into the last point here on how does it hurt the brand. I think people are starting to wake up. They're starting to see some of these schemes and misrepresentations, and understand that if you want to be successful or reach success, whatever that looks like to you, you have to be willing to put in the work yourself. You have to go do, you have to fail, you have to go learn. And you can't just follow somebody else's guide, because you're not that person. You don't have their experience, you don't have their knowledge. Maybe sometimes you don't even have their ambition. So it's hard to really mimic what somebody else is doing, or duplicate their content for that matter, and expect the same results. Moreover, consumers are looking for thought leaders that they can trust and buy into and learn from. And if you're duplicating or continuing to say the same things as somebody else, it's really convoluting the market and not really allowing people to stand out as a thought leader. So when you take the time to establish an identification or a personality that speaks to somebody, you really stand out. You really are viewed as different and powerful and valued for what you can do for that specific person. I think originality, it really comes back to that. And when people see that you're willing to be even vulnerable sometimes, and talk about your story and be original as you possibly can, they're drawn to you. They wanna not only follow you and learn from you, but they wanna be able to create their own journey too. And I think that inspirational aspect is really what the market is lacking right now. You really wanna differentiate your service and your value and your ability to serve, and not really be thrown into this bucket, a competitive bucket, I like to say, where people have options. The more and more people follow these strategies and guides and avoid identifying themselves with as a personality, the more options people have to choose from. So you're not really standing out there. From an SEO perspective, duplicate content, as most of you should know, you can be penalized heavily for duplication, especially in the blog spectrum. That includes social media posts. Copy and pasting is the way of the past. I don't know as if it ever worked anyways. Like I said before, it may have garnered a little bit of awareness, but at the end of the day, you're really hurting your credibility by mimicking or copying what somebody else already did. Especially if it's a well-positioned article that is popular, has a lot of downloads or a lot of views or shares. People already know that article for something, and nowadays Google or other search engines are going to position that higher because they're the first to come to market. When you duplicate that, it hurts your credibility online and your ability to drive traffic, because Google won't send it to you. And I think the lastly, which I already touched on a little bit, is you're not really establishing a culture for your brand. You know, what I always preach to my clients is that, you know, an identification is important to your customers, but it's even more important to your culture. People are drawn to buy from somebody that's different and impactful, but they're also driven to work for and be a part of a culture that's different, that leads to market as a thought leader, or comes to market with original ideas and original value that enhances what somebody had already done in the past. So really think about all these things. You know, take time to understand what duplication is, and consider this when you're curating content for your brand or if you're a marketer for your client, and really try to be as original as possible. On that note, if you are a marketer and you are curating content for a client, consider what it can do for your positioning as, you know, an individual brand or a personal brand. If you're able to come up with creative ideas that are outside the box but still drive similar value to some of the stuff that's been posted in the past, it really sets you apart and allows you to drive more revenue by increasing your prices and letting customers know that you're putting extra time into the process so that they can stand out, not just so that you can collect money from them for completing certain tasks. You know, you're not going to be able to scale a business or scale your personal brand through repetition. You know, dare to be different, stand out, overcome the fear, be vulnerable a little bit, step outside your comfort zone and do something new. You know, be impactful, draw attention to yourself for the right reasons, not because you're simply copying what somebody else did well. I think at the end of the day, this is what really will start setting brands apart. And with the next generation of young people coming up, I think they're starting to value some of these relationships and value brands and companies and services and products that they can trust and believe in. And it all begins with being original and authentic with your messaging. So feel free to shoot me a line, info@prefocus.solutions. Or, you know, give me a call, shoot me a text, 317-918-1360. I love helping you position yourself in a better way, but also being able to harness your origin story, your why, and how you're different. Have an amazing weekend, and don't be afraid to pre-focus. And I just keep on losing sleep, wishing I could start all over, then what would I be? I can't keep making it so hard, wishing, hoping, praying that I get over the scars. So I let my soul speak, I let it go and breathe, and get back on my feet, yeah. I'm talking from the heart, I'm asking with the problems, and I need somewhere to start. But I've got sleep anxiety, tossing, turning, sweating, hurting, please just let me be. I can't keep on waiting on something to set me free. Found a place to go, but yet a part of me won't leave.